This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is a fact that every week all across this country, American workers file for unemployment benefits for the first time. Last week, it was precisely 220,000 people who lost their jobs, basically steady. And I'll note here that we'll get the big picture November jobs report tomorrow. But the point is that every one of those people filing is a story of changing business demand or costs that are too high or something. And in this still unpredictable post-pandemic economy, that something can be hard to understand. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with one small business, an electronic music store in Seattle, that is on that roller coaster right now, headed down.
Patchworks is a music store specializing in synthesizers and electronic instruments that make noises like this. Tom Butcher created that electronic dance track, and he's co-owner of Patchworks. Early in the pandemic, the store was shuttered and half the staff laid off. But when they reopened, business went through the roof, as Butcher told me heading into the holidays in 2020.
Things have been going pretty well for us. This summer, we saw record sales. A lot of people are just staying home. They're looking at ways to, bring themselves joy at home, maybe learn a new instrument.
That lasted for a year or two. But when I spoke to him earlier this week, different tune.
We've been seeing demand erode maybe 18 months.
Butcher has a good idea why.
The relief money is gone and, people are back at work and maybe they've already spent money on their hobbies, their music equipment.
It's not just his business experiencing this. Retail sales at sporting goods, hobby, music, and bookstores have stalled out. And Butcher and his partner have been cutting back.
We had to reduce our hours.
They went from being open 7 to just 4 days a week. They cut the online marketing budget and...
Yeah, unfortunately, we had to do staff layoffs. We did a round last year and then a smaller round a couple of months ago. This time around, we made some painful cuts. People really didn't want to let go. We had to let go.
The company peaked at 20 employees. Now there are 6. Butcher may sound downbeat compared to the boom times when I interviewed him early in the pandemic, but he says,
if we can be smart and survive through this period, we'll be so much better positioned on the other side. But now it's a waiting game. When will the customers come back and what will they want to buy?
They're ready to wait it out. Butcher says he and his business partner have both now taken full-time tech jobs in Seattle so they don't have to pull money out of the business to pay themselves. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.